Welcome to the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Foy. Your host, Rachel B. Foy.
Hey guys. Welcome back to the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Foy. I am super excited about today's guest. I'm going to let Pita Gay introduce herself. Welcome, Pita Gay.
Thank you. Good morning. So my name is Pita Gay. I am the co-author of 7 Ways to Get Through the Day, which is a book that I co-authored with a gentleman by the name of Jamel Ben. Mm-hmm. I am a mother. I am an arts lover. My passion is visual art and choreography and sewing, but choreography is the means that I use to work. So yeah, that's me.
That's you. Now tell us, Pita Gay, I think it's always interesting. You gotta excuse me. I'm in Texas and we're starting allergy season. So it starts and stops. But we are, you know, at the very beginning of the school year. But before we get into that, I like for people to know kind of a background of exactly how we met. And the reason why I Quit is all about empowerment, being able to make choices for yourself, stand very firmly in your value. And so I think it's interesting how we met and how you actually became a guest on the podcast.
Okay, so I did an interview for the Done Morning Wisdom Show of the book, 7 Ways to Get Through the Day. Mm-hmm. And from that interview, I posted it in the Redefining Wealth group. That is a group that was generated by a lady named Patrice Washington. Yes. And after the interview, several people from the group reached out to me, and one person said, "You should really put yourself out there. You want to speak." Mm-hmm. And so I put myself out there. Yes. And you responded to the call. And so I thank you for the opportunity and for just taking a chance on me.
Absolutely. And it's so powerful, the fact that we were complete strangers and you did. You took that leap, you put yourself out there. And I know as soon as I saw you put it out there and I went and saw your information, I was like, yes, we have to have her on the podcast. So, all about the book. Let's talk about the book. The book is 7 Ways to Get Through the Day. With everything we have going on, we all need to know how to get through the day.
Yes.
Yes.
So the book was born out of a series of conversations that I had with Jamel. By this point in time, I was grieving. It was coming to the end of my marriage. I had several failed pregnancies, and I was really having a hard time. And Jamel hadn't been around for some of that journey. So he was a new person, and not a new person to me, but we had just been out of communication for a long time. Mm-hmm. And one evening I called and he said, "I want to tell you something. I was looking at some things that I wrote." And those things that he wrote were essentially 5 or 6 of the 7 ways to get through the day. Mm-hmm. And so from there, we began a series of conversations about publishing and writing a book to help people get through the day. Prior to that, there was one day that I was talking to Jamel, and I must have been complaining about something with my job. And he stopped me and he said, "What made you smile today?" Mm. And it was a really small shift, because I had to stop what I was doing. I had to leave my present moment and go through my day and think about that moment when I was laughing or just smiling to myself, even though, you know, sometimes you want to say something that you totally inappropriate,
right?
And you're smiling.
That's right.
So I had to go through my day. And then that is a reference point that I always come back to when I talk about the book, because for him, it was important that the book be small and not an overwhelming read for people, mm-hmm. so that it would be something for people who don't normally read. They wouldn't be intimidated by the volume. Mm-hmm. And that was an example of a really small shift that took place in less than 5 minutes, but had a long-lasting impact.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Like, because so many people, myself included, when you're going through a journey and you spoke about having lost several, having miscarriages, I Quit was born out of the loss of my son. My son died at 3 months and I had a number of miscarriages before I was blessed with my two daughters. And so when you're going through that grief, whether it's the grief of losing someone, whether it's the grief of a divorce, whether it's the grief of a job not working out the way you thought it would, you feel completely overwhelmed. So talk to us about the small shift. What are the small shifts that we can make to start moving and having forward progress?
So I think one of the small shifts really is just to breathe. I think it's important to allow grief to have its course. So I am in no way saying that you shouldn't cry. I'm in no way saying that you shouldn't be sad or that you don't get to own those feelings of loss. Mm-hmm. And that it doesn't feel overwhelming or that it doesn't feel like it's never going to end. That's not really where I am.
Right.
Where I am, however, is sometimes when I think about the people who I have heard share stories, they get up after 6 months and they're like, okay, what do I do now? Mm. Right. Suddenly, It's like, oh, I don't want to be sad anymore. Now, what do I do?
Right. That's
and
right.
So there's that place, and there's the place. Man, this is really hard. Can I have one moment of light in this darkness?
Yeah.
Can I just have one beam of light in the darkness? And so for me, those small shifts are simple things: gratitude, finding something to give thanks for. If all you can say thank you for is that you are breathing on your own, that's a big deal.
That's right.
Don't get it twisted.
Absolutely. That's right. Don't get it twisted. That's a big deal. You breathing on your own without assistance. That's right.
Yeah. If you are giving thanks because you woke up and you can only eat one meal today, or you made it to the food delivery line to get the free meal, that's still something to give thanks for. So that's gratitude. Right. And it doesn't have to be a whole host of things, just looking for little things to say thank you. Sometimes we can take the focus off ourselves and we can be kind to someone else. We can just call and say, how are you?
Right.
I know sometimes when I'm sad, it helps if my friends call and they just need my company and they just want to tell me stuff. Because just listening to them takes me out of my head. So sometimes being kind to someone else, making yourself a priority. Doing something for you.
Yeah.
It can be watering the plants in your garden if you have one. It can be taking a deep breath, looking in the mirror and saying, we're going to get past this.
We're going to get past this. Now let's talk about this kindness, because the world's not really being kind to one another right now, whether it is with... Like, now I'm just going to have to be real, whether it's with the choices, especially the choices, the complete debate of school opening. Like, do you send your kids? Do you not send your kids? And what I have told people is keep all your opinions to yourself, especially if they are unsolicited. Why? Because every single parent, every single person is taking the information they have and the circumstance and situation in their household and making the best decision for them and for their children. Like, it's not a happenstance or a haphazard decision. Like, serious thought has gone into each of those decisions. So, how do you help parents and people in general be able to, like, navigate what's happening now? Because some people, for example, especially, like, my nephew is a senior this year. There are certain parts of the senior year that are already being grieved. Things as simple as being able to run up and give your friends a hug or, you know, just whatever it is as far as that physical touch and interaction. So the reality is there are some parts that are being grieved. How do we help parents and really help the world to find their place, to go their path, but in the meantime, be kind to one another and not impose judgment? How we do all that, PDK?
So if I'm going to draw from the seven ways, I'm going to choose three. I'm going to choose gratitude. I'm going to choose laughter. And this is a tough one. I'm going to choose prayer. So first, let me just reference this, and I'm just going to have a come to Jesus moment.
Come on.
Kindness is Jamel's lesson to me. So this is where I defer to him, and I'm going to tell you why. Jamel believes that if you are kind because you want kindness to come back to you, you have an agenda. But if you, but just, you just give to just give. I am an entry-level kindness person. Right now, I want kindness to come back to me, right?
Yes, yes.
Like how Steve Harvey says he's an entry-level Christian.
Absolutely.
I'm entry-level. Entry-level.
We got to start.
But this is what I truly believe. Mm-hmm. So I believe that laughter gives us a way to let the light in. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you're sad or you're not sad, what have you, and you hear something and you start laughing, you kiki-king, hey, and you start clapping your hands and you start to cry.
Yes.
Your whole vibration changes.
It does. Right? Absolutely.
You ever see one of those memes or something and yes. you see even the cry face in the yes. text?
And it makes you laugh. It makes you start laughing. Like, what they laughing at? Yes.
I believe when we let that light in, we then have that light to give to ourselves and others. So if we can laugh and we can find something to laugh, it's a way to fill our cup, right? I think when we can be grateful, when we can find things to be grateful for, then we are taking the edge off and we're looking at things from a positive rather than a not so positive standpoint. And then I would say prayer. And I am open in this regard. So I believe that prayer works as much for those who believe as it does for those who don't believe. Because I believe that everybody has a vision or a desire to move their life forward, regardless of what circumstances you find them in. And if you have that desire for yourself and you can let the light in and you can be grateful, then you can share with others from that space.
Absolutely. If you let it in. Right? Yes, that makes sense. If you let it in, then you can share
with others from that space. Yeah. It's kind of, a lot of times people say, I've heard Oprah say this, you fill your cup and then you give from the overflow.
That's right.
So if you fill your cup with laughter, if you fill your cup with gratitude and you fill your cup with prayer and you're looking for the best for yourself, then the overflow is you seeing the best for the next person.
And I do think too, Peter Gay, with the overflow and with the laughter, is taking the time to, number one, actually to know yourself. And if you're in a place where you are so full and so busy with life, like not necessarily the things that fill you up, but just with responsibilities and expectations, which is a whole other thing of unnecessary expectations we put on ourselves. But to have people around you who are able to say, like what Jamel did for you, like, listen, like something to stop you in the middle of what you're doing. Listen, how have you filled your cup today? How have you laughed today? And I can tell you, my 7-year-old daughter, a couple of days ago, is right before we were getting ready to go back to school. She stopped me and I was in the middle of doing something and I was sitting there in the chair and she said to me, "Mommy, why are you not smiling? Why are you frowning so much?" And like, when I tell you, it pierced me because I am known for this, like happy-go-lucky, outgoing, you know, just optimistic, but I cannot tell you what, from her lens, her perspective, Mommy had not been smiling. And it wasn't just that day. For her, I guess it had been about a week, but she said, "It's been a long time since you laughed and smiled, Mommy." I was like, "What is a long time, lady?" I was just, what is a, but in that moment, I stopped and she does the sweetest thing. Like she'll turn my face to her, but she took my face in her hands and she was like, "Mommy, you gotta smile." And that just made me smile. And I had to have a reflective moment went back to my journaling, went back to my, I have a gratitude journal, but I had to go back because there were a lot of things that were filling me up that weren't good. And I wasn't recognizing it and I wasn't pushing it out. So one of the things that you did say as one of the small shifts is that you had to own it and you had to make a choice.
Oh, definitely.
So I had to do both of those in that moment. I couldn't get mad that she said mommy wasn't smiling. And I couldn't get upset that so much of life, I'd allowed so much of life taking it over. So Peter Gay, I know just from the book, how can people own it and make a choice to have those small shifts in their life and in that moment?
So I think to make a choice is, it's the place that I would start. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say this is because everybody's coming to this at a different place.
Yes.
So some of us have had these major life experiences that has prompted us to shift. And because we've shifted, doesn't make us so evolved that we get to judge the person that is on a different journey.
That's right.
So I think owning it is a process that people come to on their own after mm-hmm. recognition. And mm-hmm. what I would say about that is sometimes we can do that as a result of patterns, right? After two losses, hey, something's not working out right, right? Whether it's two job losses or you lose two friends or two plants die or what have you, maybe I should try something different. This has right. happened this two times. So I think owning it really just depends on the person and their journey and what they have the capacity to acknowledge and to work through. The small shift, I think, is in every moment, right? It's in the song you choose to play on the radio. Right. It's in what you choose to have for breakfast. It's in whether you decide to make that phone call or to say, you know what, I gotta hang up now. I need 2 minutes to just catch my breath. Right. So I think every moment we get an opportunity to start mm-hmm. again.
That's right. That's right.
So and sometimes,
go ahead.
Sometimes you see these programs where people talk about someone start the day off wrong and then the whole day goes wrong. But it doesn't have to be that way. That's you right. can have a rough morning and then you can get to work and say, get thee behind me. This is what we gonna do.
That's right. That's right.
And then you can move forward or you can say, you know what? I'm gonna get back in the bed. We're gonna start again. Let's try this again.
Yeah.
This is how we're going to do this.
That's right. Okay, so let me ask you this. I always want to know, like, with I Quit, it's so imperative that people understand, you know, what you have quit, and we do understand part of your story. So what would you say that resonated the most with you with I Quit, and what exactly have you had to quit to move forward?
I have had to quit allowing other people's opinions to determine where I should be, what I can feel, and what I can
think. Come on now. That's right.
I recently heard it put this way. I had to stop allowing other people to police my grief.
Mm.
And I had to acknowledge that today's a good day. I can go out, I can smile, but next week I might have a moment. And right. I had to say to myself, Peter Gay, it's okay. However long it takes you, this is your journey.
That's right.
So I definitely had to quit allowing other people's opinions to impact where I should be, what I should think, how I should feel.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to quit that. I also had to quit not allowing me to be my priority.
Mm. Yes, that's huge. Yes.
I describe it with children as a change in power. So when you have a baby, it's a newborn and you got to change the baby and any little thing, the baby cries and you got to tend to them.
Right.
But when they turn two or three, they can wait a minute or two.
That's right. That's right. They can wait.
They're not prepared for that.
Right.
it's a change in power. And it's a conscious thing where you have to say, oh, wait, I want to attend to you, but I need to take my vitamins.
That's right.
I want to attend to you, but I need to have this time to do my meditation. So I need to get up early, or I need to do this, or I need to ask you to wait 2 minutes, and I need to show you where timeout is.
Mm-hmm.
so that I can have one moment do whatever it is that I need. And I needed that.
That's right.
I needed to put me back in the forefront of my life.
And so what would you leave for the listening audience? Three steps, three things, three strategies, three ways that they are able to continue to move their life forward and to truly get through every day. And not, we understand that on some days it's going to be get through. On other days, we want to thrive through. So how do they toggle between those? Give us three ways that they can toggle between those.
So for me, the first one is gratitude. I just think, believe that giving thanks brings your energy to a higher vibration. It gives you more things to be thankful for. It frames your outlook in a positive direction.
Yeah.
I wholeheartedly believe in the power of gratitude.
Okay.
I like to laugh.
Yes.
I love laughing. Yeah. And I just believe that laughter lightens the load.
Yeah.
So it can allow us to move forward. And then finally, I'm struggling with this, but I'm going to say it's not all about you. Be kind.
Right? Not all about you. Yes.
Not all about you.
Yes.
Something
yes.
I have heard, which we're going to leave it at that.
Leave it there.
Be kind. Because right. The same kindness that you want to receive, somebody out there is waiting for that too.
That's right.
Right? The same way you want someone to be non-judgmental, you want someone to be understanding, you want someone to be supportive of your decision, it's the same way someone out there is waiting for that. The last time someone held the door open for you, or you got the parking space that you wanted, or what, or they let you skip in the grocery line because you only had one item, there's somebody else that could benefit from sharing in that same sentiment. You know, and I just think that when we are kind, we change not only our vibration, but the vibration for someone else.
That's right. That's powerful. That is great. Those are great strategies and definitely things that we can all do. Now tell people, how can they go and grab the book? 7 Ways to Get Through the Day. How can they grab the book?
So you can purchase a paperback copy of the book at 7 ways.space. Okay. And you can purchase an electronic copy of the book at amazon.com. So 7 Ways to Get Through the Day at amazon.com. You can purchase an electronic copy and 7ways.space.
Okay. Perfect. And any last or parting thoughts that you would like to send us off with for this podcast?
Yes. So first, I want to say thank you for having me and the opportunity. And I want to say to make you a priority, right? Mm-hmm. This vessel that we have is the only vessel that we have to take us through life. And you is not just your physical body. It's your mind. It's your spirit. It's your energy. It's your thoughts. It's everything that comes with you when you step into the room or when you stay home.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And when you make you a priority, you channel and you make you the best version of yourself. And that light, as much as it gives to others and it gives to the world, what it gives to you enables you to vibrate and to live a life that's full and meaningful.
That's right.
Right? So we talk a lot about how when we let our light shine, we give other people permission to shine their light. Mm-hmm. But when we let our light shine, we love ourselves, we give ourselves value and meaning, and that's enough. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, that's enough. That's right.
I just think that it's important for us to be okay with being meaningful for ourselves.
Yes, that's right. Starting with us. Well, everything that Peter Gay said, guys, you make sure that you go and you pick up the book, 7 Ways to Get Through the Day. You can pick it up on the website, the number 7ways, ways.space, or you can pick up the electronic electronic version on Amazon. So Peter Gay, thank you so much for being here. Tell Jamel we said thank you so much for you guys coming together and putting together this powerful book that's going to help us move forward, keep ourselves as a priority, and more than anything, just learn to let the light in for not only others, but for ourselves.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, guys, until next time, make sure you go out and map it. You make a positive impact today. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, quitters. Have you picked up your copy of my Amazon best-selling book, I Quit, the how-to guide to letting go of everything that's holding you back? This book wants you to quit. But you need a new definition for what I quit means. I quit makes us take a stand and stand tall and say, I can't choose what's thrown my way, but I certainly get to choose what to do with it. We are our biggest limitation. Our mindset and our belief in ourselves are the things that limit us the most. If you're looking for more inspiration to action, go grab your copy at Amazon.com or www.rachelbfoy.com. I Quit, the how-to guide to letting go of everything that is holding you back.